Shut the front door. It's going back door.
Hello, penetrators.
Shalom, penetrators.
I got this, guys. Hello, penetrators. Welcome to Going Back Door, episode 66. We're almost...
Hey, can I tell you guys something funny?
What?
Just to ruin your intro.
Sure, why not?
I was watching the last podcast I was in at work on my lunch break. Yeah. And I had just started the video and just finished the theme song. Doo, 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 looking out my back door. And then Dalton, as loud as my phone could fucking possibly manage to like, spew out, "Hello, penetrators!" Right as the HR lady was coming around the corner.
I love that.
And I was like, whoop!
That's great.
Yeah, so she knows I'm a penetrator now.
Oh, boy. She's like, wow, well, can't get him in trouble.
I work at AgriFab, a master brand in Arthur, Illinois.
All right.
Well. Sue me, master brand. Don't really sue me, master brand.
Please don't.
Should I go ahead and intro us in here?
Sure, Spike. You're all on my dick, honey. Go somewhere.
To my right, I've got my lovely co-host, Todd. You know him? You love him?
I know I'm not doing it.
And, here, you can steal mics. And to the left, we got Al.
Bro.
Joining us once again, Al Smith.
You call me Nugs.
And, I am your lovely host, Dalton. We're back at it again here at, Going Back Door. We'll let that play for a minute. I like that. It's fun.
You know what this is for, Al? Dalton's favorite pastime, dude love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, my parents loved me enough to not let me watch wrestling as I was growing up, so.
See, my parents knew I wasn't retarded, so they didn't let me watch wrestling.
What's that supposed to fucking mean?
You probably came out with the same shovel face, so I'm going to assume your parents are like, yeah, he might have a touch of the Downies.
I don't have a shovel face.
You have a shovel face.
I don't have a shovel face.
I think when he says that, it means like it looks like you were hit by a shovel.
I don't look like I got hit with a shovel.
You kind of look like if Abe Lincoln's face just got like smashed backwards.
What you drinking there, Todd?
That is a screwdriver, Big Daddy.
It looks like an orange juice.
It is vodka and Sunny D. Because I'm a child.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say to an alcoholic.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah, so episode, what is it?
66.
We are starting off slow here. Get that list out. We got some topics here, some points, some bullet points.
Okay, probably the most exciting thing in basketball to happen in the last year.
Oh, we're going to talk about the 2019 draft?
No.
Okay.
We're going to talk about how Zion's been swinging dick.
2019 draft, yeah.
All over New Orleans, dog.
We got Zion up here, fucking them all, you know? Slinging dick everywhere.
Knocked up a stripper, I believe.
Yep. Fucked another chick, and, he had two girlfriends.
Yes.
In two different cities. And one of them got pregnant, and he announced it on Instagram, like an idiot. And, tried to move them both to New Orleans, which is hilarious. Don't know how he thought that was going to work out.
I thought he was planning on moving a porn star to New Orleans. Or was that the lady he knocked up?
That might have been the lady he knocked up. Yeah, he's been...
Because there's like three bitches just ripping him apart on Twitter. It's amazing.
It's like, out of the 2019 draft, do you think Kobe White's got a chance to be like the best player out of that draft? Like, not by like play stance, but like... off-court antics? There hasn't been any, you know? Or R.J. Barrett? R.J. Barrett has... But he's mid. But that's about it.
R.J. Barrett's a good guy.
He's just boring.
Yeah.
He needs to fuck some strippers and pull a gun or two on Instagram Lives, you know?
Ja can probably get away with pulling a gun again on Instagram right now.
Well, it's not going to matter. He's getting probably suspended forever. It definitely.
I hope so.
Either way, so.
I do also love what one of the ladies said about Zion. She said, I know why you can't lose weight, because your bathroom's full of soda cans, you fat fuck.
I should have brought a thing. Like a,
that's a bar.
You texted me that last night. I was like, I need to get a 12-pack of soda and just like bring it up out of nowhere and just start popping them open and drinking them through.
Just as quickly as possible.
Just chugging soda on the
you
podcast.
You gotta shotgun them. There's just fucking soda everywhere.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, yes.
Oh, God, oh man.
Just Stone Cold. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You look like you could do that with dicks.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat.
Natural. Yeah, go ahead and edit that. That's fine.
The Miami Heat are done, according to whatever this says.
Yeah, they're done.
You believe they're not going to come back and win another game?
No. The Nuggets are probably going to win, what is that, Monday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going to kick the shit out of them. Yeah, they look like they're uninspired, garbage, shit.
One guy can only do so much,
awful,
man.
You know?
He can only do so much.
I'll tell you guys how little I know about sports. You know, I'm on light duty, so I've just been hanging out in the locker room, and I overheard, like, a conversation these guys were having, and they were like, they were talking about the Heat, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's hot as fucking here. And, like, I was zoning out of the conversation. And they're like, yeah, they're shut down. It's like, they're going home. Like, and I was like, oh, like, what the fucking, we're done? They can't get the machines running. I fucking, like, stood up. I walked over. I was like, did I hear good news? Like, we're going home? And they're like, no, we were talking about the playoffs. And I was like, oh, I felt fucking pretty fucking stupid because, like,
you just felt like, I don't know sports ball.
Did you feel like a gay man a little bit?
Yeah.
I ain't never thrown nothing before.
I was like, my favorite basketball player is Tiger Woods. So.
Did you scream touchdown and run out of the locker room?
Yeah.
Don't you mean Rei Hachimura? Got him. Another Asian black dude. Fucking.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know stuff. Chris Paul's probably going to get waived by the Suns.
Yeah,
that's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah. We're really losing our energy here. I feel like we need to spike something in here.
What are you doing? What do you got? What do you got? What's on?
We have games. You want to play a game?
Fuck it. All right.
You want to start this episode?
Yeah, let's. What's
Since
the first game?
We really didn't do much on the Zion thing.
Yeah.
What were the two games I had on there? Why don't you read those off?
Blast It or Pass It.
Okay.
And then Gay or Lame.
I don't have a graphic for Blast or Last It. Blast it or pass it. But I will put one and we'll put it on here. All right, you know what? Let's count to three. One, two, three. Blast it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Blast it.
So. Fuck, I can't remember the lady's name I had. Did I put it on there?
Nope.
I did not put it on there. I am a cunt. Okay.
Well, time for Dalton to do some magic. What are you doing, buddy? All
so,
right.
So, there was a female soccer player, or not soccer, golf player, that recently won her first tournament in her first ever match.
Don't you press the history neither. I'm looking right at you, you son of a bitch.
I'm trying to find my fucking favorites here. Oh, there it is.
Type in the letter C.
Where is it? Jesus Christ.
Give me a P in the search bar. I want to see how.
I would like to see a P in the search as well.
We're going to have to go back to the history, boys, so prepare yourselves here.
Oh. Hemorrhoid cream.
Fucking glory hole gangbangs. What the
fuck? Oh, here
fuck?
We go. Here we go. This is the girl's name.
Rose Zhang?
Rose Zhang, yeah. Rose Zhang. Put that there for everybody to see on the pod.
Okay. Rose, indeed.
Yeah. So, I guess the question here is, blast it or pass it?
The fuck does that
I don't know. This game sucks. I hate this game.
You thought of a clever fucking idea thing, and you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to shoehorn it. Half-ass the fuck
out of it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This doesn't deserve a graphic. Never mind. We're not giving this a graphic.
Blasted.
This idea sucks. Whose idea was this? They're fired.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stunning...
God damn it, Spike. We talked about this.
Cutting edge content. You get it going back.
God damn it. This is what happens when I drink, guys. Okay?
When did you start drinking?
Since what, 2 weeks ago? Like wine.
You've just been drinking for 2 weeks. You haven't stopped.
Pretty much every night, yeah.
Lit, bro. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's go, Dad.
Hell yeah.
That's the way to live life sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're drinking wine out of, like, the most white bitch cup I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking gay.
That's what I was laughing about. I saw the cup. I was like, oh, my God.
This is a pretty Karen setup. So.
This is pretty gay, yeah.
At least he doesn't have, like, the bottle top with the glass on it.
Yeah.
That's like, when you know it's a real problem.
Or it's like he has a stopper in there, like an ornate stopper, like a dolphin or something, you know? Like, that way he doesn't have to unscrew the cap. He just pulls it right off.
That'd be cancer.
It would be... Yeah. I feel like it'd be more of a drinking problem if I was drinking it straight out of the bottle, you know?
Like, I mean, like...
Paper bag, bottle, and just...
As long as... I would judge you less.
Because it would leave it open for imagination. Like, you wouldn't know what was in there. Like, what you drinking there? Oh, you know, it's the fucking 40s. Like, no, it's actually white Moscato.
I don't give a shit what you say. It's fucking delicious, okay?
It's a gas station vintage.
Oh, man.
It is not a gas station vintage, okay?
Here's a fun fact.
I got that at County Market.
Oh, God. Big spender.
The fanciest of places.
Watch out. Here's we a got a big stepper.
About alcohol.
What's that?
So, like wine, when it ages, it can age inside of a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but whiskey can only age inside of a barrel.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so, once it's in the bottle, if it's 56 years old, when they bottle it, it's 56 years old forever after that. So.
Yeah.
Oh. Kind of like when you kill a kid, it's just forever that age.
So, the longer you hold on to wine, the older it gets.
Damn.
I'm ignoring that joke. That was awful.
I know.
You're a god-awful person for that.
What? Don't you not have some in the cup?
I have a drinking problem, okay? Listen here, you son of a bitch.
Literally last week, I brought it up.
I'll fucking fight you. I swear to God.
I brought it up, and he's like, no, it's totally taken care of. It's totally taken care of. How many bottles have you been drinking, Dalton?
I'm going to be honest. I think I've went through like 7 bottles.
Maybe 6.
In a week?
In a week, yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty fucking... That's a lot, man.
That's a stay-at-home mom level of drinking, dog.
I don't feel like I have a drinking problem, though. I have it under control.
Yeah.
I work. Showing up fine. I'm doing it in the evenings.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
It's been like 2 glasses during the week. So that's been under control. It's on the weekends where I get a little fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah, as most folks do. You live for the weekend.
You know? Would you smash her ass?
She looks like BJ Penn in a wig. I'm not gonna lue.
So, you definitely would.
Be careful for the double leg. It's vicious.
I mean...
She looks like what they thought Pocahontas looks like.
Oof.
So BJ Penn. In a
fucking
wig.
She's got like George Lopez head. I mean, that thing's huge. Oh. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your thoughts, Al? On this uncomfortable subject that I brought up upon all of us.
It's uncomfortable. Back in after we decided to drop it, but I like it.
I've never heard of her before. If you were to put her in a lineup.
You couldn't pick her out after this? I
wouldn't be able to pick her out.
You wouldn't be able to remember this, because women's golf sucks, and nobody cares.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Is that the lesson we've learned here? Women's golf sucks, and nobody gives a shit?
Yeah, that's
it. I don't think anyone watches golf.
Wake up, Penetrator! Get some W in your cup! W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's... packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying. Brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
I've been up
cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did.
I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by W. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, my friend.
Do you have any? Where did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calo Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late, great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're... just awakens me. You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls.
WWW, can't you see?
All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So yeah, GBD Pod for 10% off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powder G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great, jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. It's more like the time-release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at w.gg. GBD Pod for 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website, GBD. Goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out, too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW, can't you see?
I know a lot of people that play That's golf, fair. But I don't know really anyone that actually watches like the PGA Tour and all that stuff.
Fucking same.
I feel like all the people that watch it are the people that actually go to the PGA Tour. That's just like they accidentally went to go golf that day and they were like, oh, yeah, it's PGA Tour. It's like, well, like, we're already here. Like, we just want to watch it. And they're like, yeah, I guess.
Might
like,
as well just get saucy drunk all day on a golf course.
Hell yeah.
That seems like mostly what it is.
And just politely clap.
Yeah.
Get the weird little like stance where you have the cup in your arm and just
They
should have like an extreme version of it, you know, where
golf. Yeah, it's mini golf.
Know, like, no, I'm thinking like you have a time limit and you have to hit that ball and run. You know,
so it's just
the crowd's screaming, everybody's going crazy.
So it's still golf, but like
you add a shot clock to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta like hit it. You gotta hit the ball every minute at least, but, like. You still want to keep it understroked?
I'm good. Oh, my God.
Are you sure that was? Did you aspirate?
No, we're good. Anyways, I'm not sick. Don't worry.
You dirty bitch.
I am. I'm deathly ill.
I'm 25 today.
Oh, yeah. It's Todd's birthday. That. Why didn't we start out with that?
I'm glad we didn't, personally.
All right. Todd's 25. You know what that means, people. Another year closer to death.
For the podcast, Todd has to receive 25 bare-ass spankings from Colton.
From Al's penis.
Lashings.
I would do it, but I have an injury. But so 25, come on. I want to see it for real.
Nubs, I was hoping you were going to do it, though.
No. I don't want to get an infection in my thumb.
Come on, Nubs.
No.
You got another hand.
I'll slap Todd's ass with my other hand.
Yeah, there we go.
Let me use my strong hand.
Take my good hand.
That should be a thing. Like, throughout the night, we should all just be smacking Todd's ass.
Hell yeah.
I'll be grabbing a little pickle. Don't you worry, buddy. Yeah, that's right. Cower in fear. Smoke in fear. One thing I saw that was trade rumors that really made me upset, or more like signing rumors. Mm-hmm. The Suns were saying they wanted James Harden. I'll fucking shoot somebody. I swear to God, that's the last thing we fucking need is another black hole with the ball.
I want that. I want that so bad. Excuse me. I think it'll be good, but because I think it'll be hilariously bad.
Yeah.
I want the shit show that is the Phoenix Suns to get worse. I want to just see how bad this can go.
It's only going to get worse. They're going to keep trying to pick up old vets and then run them with Devin Booker, who's not even, like, relatively young in the league. He's been here for a minute. It's going to be real sick.
You know who they need? There's only one man.
Hassan Whiteside.
Yes, they need to sign Hassan Whiteside. Get Dwight Howard over from China.
Udonis Haslem.
Shit. Quincy Point Dexter.
Resign Charles Barkley.
Fuck it. You know what? Dig up fucking Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And Pete Maravich.
And just like a Weekend at Bernie's their asses?
Yes. Hang some string from the ceiling and just, you know.
Marionette those motherfuckers.
You know? Rebound, Wilt. Where you bound?
His hands just fall off.
They should get the kid from Just Like Mike.
Little Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Jack Harlow.
Fuck it. Sign Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
I'm sure Jonah Hill can at least give us 4 rebounds.
I mean, Adam Sandler, he played basketball in Grown Ups, didn't he?
A lot of his films, he plays basketball.
Oh, yeah. You're right. He is from Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn here.
Something like that. I don't know where he's from, shit.
Justin Bieber. They should sign Justin Bieber.
Of course, yeah.
They need a lefty, you know?
Is he even left-handed? Why would you know if he's left-handed?
I don't know. I was guessing. He seems like he'd be left-handed.
What are you saying about left-handed?
Gay!
What does that mean?
You gotta double down.
Some people that are left-handed are gay. You know? Some people.
I mean, I'm temporarily left-handed, so what does that make me?
Temporarily gay?
All right. I heard this today. Would you rather suck 10 dicks or suck one dick 10 times?
The answer can only be one. 10 dicks one time.
You would suck the same dick 10 times?
No, 10.
10 separate dicks?
Yeah, 10 dicks one time.
Why is that?
Because then it's...
Because he wants a variety of penis.
Yeah.
Then I'm not committing to one guy for 10 dick suckings.
Yeah, but think
about... He doesn't want to disappoint a fella, you know?
Yeah, but think about it. Like, if you were to focus on one dick, you would really get to know, like, what that one dick liked, right? So...
Yeah, what if you grow attached to that penis?
And then you're going to love him.
No, but, like, if I'm forced to suck a dick, it's going to be more like a chore, like a job, you know? Like, I'm not enjoying
I think
this.
All blowjobs are, buddy.
What's gayer, sucking one dick or multiple dicks?
I mean...
That's basically the question, I think.
I mean, yeah.
I don't...
That's what it comes down to, basically.
10 dicks one time. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It depends on whose dick it is, right?
And does it have to be sucked to completion?
Yeah.
Of course. You're or not, you didn't get your dick sucked. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, then I've never got my dick sucked, apparently. Huh.
In the arms of an angel, take me far away.
Okay, we're done with this.
Well, we're in a silence for Dalton's unwet pecker. All right. What's Shaq about to get hustled about?
Oh, you didn't see that?
Nope.
Okay, you remember the story about PJ Washington, plays for the Hornets, where he was dating a Instagram model or some kind of gold digging whore, and she dated him, right? They ended up getting married, and she had his kids, and then she divorced him and took like half of his shit, and she's like known for like bragging about doing shit like that. And
okay, yeah.
Well, she was spotted on a date with Shaquille O'Neal.
I thought he had a wife.
I did too.
Yeah, she's like a little
a normal like, sized person. Yeah.
Well, she's like still pretty short, but
yeah.
Yeah, normal person.
This doesn't mean he can't. He could be dating somebody.
How?
I don't know.
Shaq's a high value man, and yeah, according exactly. to Dalton's boy Andrew Tate, that's okay.
Don't put that dark juju on me.
I fucking
motherfucker.
Got
you. Don't put that dark juju on me, motherfucker.
Well, you did say you signed up for like the Man Academy or whatever, didn't you?
That was a different thing.
Hustlers University?
No, I didn't sign up.
No, that was you, dog. Come on.
Yeah, I signed up. I thought it was the magazine.
And then you also said,
my bad, folks. I thought it was the magazine. I'm a creep, not a.
This guy's a Holocaust denier.
I am. The Holocaust wasn't real. It was actually worse than we thought.
Yeah, they let some live.
What? What do I look like?
Hey, son. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, cat?
He probably wants to come see everyone. Hello, little chairman meow.
Where's Whiskers?
I don't know where Don's little fat ass is held up.
I haven't seen Don in months.
Yeah, she pretty much hides underneath Michael's bed all the time and only comes out when I'm laying down.
Why?
I don't know. She's just an angry, fat little cunt.
She hates Todd because he brought another cat into the house.
She likes me. Hates him.
They just don't fuck with each other, the cats don't.
You should just lock them in a room together.
No, he fucks with Don. He likes Don. Don just doesn't appreciate his presence.
Well.
Yeah.
So she's a woman.
Yeah, pretty much. Messi to MLS, huge. What the fuck?
Did you not see this?
No, I thought he was signing to the
MLS.
Yeah, but I thought he signed to the Middle Eastern leagues.
No, he signed up. He signed for Miami.
Oh.
He's coming to the States.
Oh. Well, good. We got washed up Messi.
He passed up a $2.4 billion contract to come play for Miami. So.
Shouts out to Miami strippers. Apparently, y'all are doing it right.
Well, actually, it was his wife that convinced him to do it.
So, shouts out to Miami.
Shouts out to his lesbian wife. Really looking forward to those Miami strippers.
Shouts out to all the male Miami strippers. You're doing something right. Do you want to try to play gay or lame?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, buddy, you got it.
Let's see if this bit goes better. All right, you ready? We're going to do the thing.
We're probably going to have to.
Gay or lame? Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Gay or lame? Yeah.
Woo. Okay, woo. Let's pull it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull it up.
Dalton is a menace. He is slobbing on knobs like his throat was playing tennis.
Don't look at the. Don't look.
I'm looking.
Look away.
I'm not going to look away. If I see a dick, I'm going to be mad.
No.
Every black guy I've ever been friends with.
Dude, yeah, bro. That's pretty funny. This guy at work, I was talking about my hand. I was like, yeah, it's really hard to wipe my ass. And he was like, I've been having to use my left hand. He was like, wow, bro, that sucks. He's like, I would feel like I was cheating on myself. And I was like... that's pretty fucking funny.
Okay. So here's our first one.
Gay.
Let me put the rules here first.
Gay.
Hold up.
Gay.
let me put the rules here first.
Gay.
Rules are simple, folks.
Gay.
We've gay. Got a picture
gay.
In the face of somebody, and you either have to guess if it's a athlete or a gay porn star. This edition is lesbians. Okay. So,
All right. I'm excited for this. I like this edition better than what you had last time. I don't know what that thing is.
This is gay as fuck.
Okay. Yeah. What do you?
That lady's an athlete.
That's an athlete. What do you think?
So we're gonna go with lame. Lame is the athlete, right?
Yeah. Lame is the athlete.
All right. Just making sure I got
that. I will say that it looks like she's running or jumping, but she. I want to go ahead and say gay.
I was thinking, it looks like she's licking a box.
It does look
but
like that.
But you made
that,
this to mislead us, so.
But doesn't it? It does.
No, the action in her hair.
And I have edited. She's doing it aggressively.
You've definitely fucking.
I'm trying to help you guys out.
I feel like you've tilted her head forward, just because of the lighting that is on her whole body. It's
pretty
even. In the shadow of her ponytail that goes horizontal.
I didn't specifically tell you what sport they're playing. It could be she is a.
It's women's soccer.
Hot dog eating contest.
It's women's soccer.
It's women's soccer? You really think it's women's soccer?
Calling
it what tells you women's soccer?
The way that the jersey comes down like this, I'm assuming. I'm just swinging reckless. It's either soccer or tennis. And I don't know this lady's face.
But basketball jerseys go down like that, too.
Yeah, but this is a white lady.
You racist. Woo!
All right, let's see it.
Right in the middle of a game, we're going to have another segment here. Is it racist?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay.
Gay.
Okay, gay? You're going with gay.
Yes, it was racist, and it is gay.
You're going gay, okay. And you're going with what?
I will concede, it might have been slightly racist, more stereotypical, but I will say lame.
Okay, you're going with lame. You're going with gay. Okay, let's see who's won this round. What the fuck is going on here?
I was right. It was soccer.
Congratulations. Wow. I'm sorry, Al. Todd has 1 point.
I'm more impressed that he guessed soccer.
Right? I got the tism, bro.
Okay. Here's our next one. It's a little janky on the photo editing here, folks. I'm not going to lie.
All right. I'm going to go and stick with my guns again and say gay because you fucking screen grabbed it from your personal own porn that you were looking at.
By the pixelation, I would assume... This is gay.
You locking those answers in, boys?
Locked in.
I am locked in.
You're locked in, ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm all revved up and ready to go.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Ooh. Got you on both
another
of that
soccer one.
One.
Got was you that on the both fucking of that theme?
One. Wow. So is it all soccer players?
Potentially. All right, what do you got on this one?
Okay, that one's definitely a porn star.
There's no way that's not a fucking porn star.
There's no way, dog.
So where are you going with him?
It's gay.
It's gay? What are you thinking?
You've got me fucking double, like question myself because you're laughing now.
Wait. What's that? What is that right there? What is that?
What?
Nah, this is gay. This is gay.
That's part of a dress, yeah. I'm assuming it's gay.
I was going to say maybe it was like a conference or something, but even still, they don't really wear.
She could be not... In uniform, too.
Well, she's wearing, like,
well,
earrings.
That seems disingenuous.
Athletes
and...
do not...
Yeah.
Don't always...
Yeah, but...
Know,
but yeah.
They're not always in uniform.
Yeah. But, I don't know. She's wearing
Dude,
earrings.
You're being a piece of shit.
She's wearing earrings. I don't think she was at the Met Gala.
You don't think she's at the Met Gala?
I think she met a gala.
She's got hoops.
You guys missed that.
Any bitch with hoops munches box. Come on.
Oh, okay. So you guys are locking in on that? Then?
Gay. Yeah. She's gay.
Gay?
Okay. Someone told me one time, and I'll stick by it ever. The bigger the hoops, the bigger the hoe. And those look like some big fucking hoops to me.
Those are pretty sizable hoops on a pale lady. All
right, well, that's disappointing. You both were right. Congratulations. Yeah.
Let's go.
Look at them titties.
God damn it, Dalton.
All right, here's our next one.
This is another... That's got to be a porn star. There's no way she looks athletic.
Yeah, why is she looking at the camera like that?
What do you mean she doesn't look athletic?
She doesn't look athletic. Look at those cheeks.
That looks like some, like, stepbrother, like... I got, like, mom...
Oh, no, stepbrother. Yeah, I'm stuck in the dryer.
It's like COVID. Mom and dad are essential workers, or they went to Walmart for their once-a-week trip, you know? It's like, or they're on the back patio. That's what
just
that looks
pounding
like.
Each other out.
Yeah.
You
munching box.
Mom's an alcoholic and took a bunch of sleeping pills with her fucking Stella Rosa Moscato.
But I mean, God. But I mean, like, for argument's sake, though.
That is a gay woman.
There's no argument. It's gay.
She could be a tennis player. Huh, bitch. So you guys are locking on gay?
Yeah.
You locked in on gay, Al?
It's gay.
Okay. Al's gay.
Got her.
All right. Fucking well, the got score her. Is currently 3-2. Todd is up 1. Here's your moment to shine. Al, what do you think on this one, boys?
Lame.
You going lame?
Hard tennis. Call. Tennis. It's she's. This is lame.
This is tennis.
You guys are both going lame. Okay, how about this? Half point if you're wrong on the sport. I'll give you the full point if you're right.
Are you going to put a counter on the screen?
Yeah, I'll put a counter on it.
He's not going to.
Future Dalton, put a counter on.
I'll try.
Lame. Tennis.
Tennis?
It's tennis, yeah.
And you're sticking with lame.
It's lame.
Okay.
I guess it could be gay
you
tennis.
You both got half point. Suck dicks.
Is it still soccer?
You fell for the trap. Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, god damn it. They're all soccer players. They're all soccer players.
You think I was going to look up multiple women's sports? God damn it. All right. Next one.
Oof.
This one
judging
might be a
by
little
the
tough.
Hairband.
This might be a little tough.
That is lame.
Now, what you're not accounting for, it could be amateur.
I'm going to say lame. She looks like she's, like, fucking yeeting a ball across the fucking field.
Yeah, lame and it's soccer again.
All right.
Gotcha.
What was it? 4.5 to 3.5?
Yup.
Was I jewed you guys out on half a point? All right, that was it. Congratulations, Todd. This is your winner.
What does he win?
Nice.
Pride and joy. That's all he wins.
Nice.
Pride and joy.
Fucking nice.
Yep.
So, what? You got any more segments? What's the next one?
I dropped my phone.
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast.
Going back to work. Shut the front door. It's going back door.
What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats.
Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front, like the old school truckers used to wear. And like the late, great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts, we have mugs.
Shut the front door, it's going back door. It's the nice slogan that we're running here for the Penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great. The hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So buy more or buy some and
maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Support us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. As the late, great Justin Timberlake once said, we're bringing sexy back.
Yeah!
With GBD Shop at goingbackdoor.com. So check that out. You'll love it.
And like the late, great Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no while wearing a GBD Pod acquired hat.
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, John Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people back might respect him.
Back to the episode.
Other segments we have. We could go back to, is Todd racist again? Todd, are you racist?
I don't think so.
Say it.
Oh, that also reminds me of weekly.
Say it.
Too, so, yeah, say it. say my name.
No, he knew what I was going to tell him to say. Yeah. That's how I know he's racist, because he knew what I was wanting him to say. Huh, didn't you, motherfucker?
You want
to
say that word, don't you? That one right there.
I'm just going to go ahead and...
I'm a nigga.
That one.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's not getting cut. You're stuck with that
good,
one.
Good. I didn't say it.
Todd is the one that hit the button. So
you're the one that put racist. It there.
You have the button.
It you're the one that programmed the button to
it
do
it. It wasn't
that.
Me that programmed the button. It was Apple. Apple is racist.
Oh, my God. I could see it.
Apple is racist.
What weekly award? The CTE award?
Yeah, the CTE award. So let's get into that segment real quick, ladies and gents. Here is your weekly award. Golf clap, everybody. Clap. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, who you got for CT? Who's your?
I'm going back to the Phoenix Suns.
Are you going back
to the Phoenix still, Suns? I'm still on this, yes.
For another week?
Yes. They got one more week. And if they sign James Harden, fuck it. I'm not a fan anymore. Fuck you guys. I'm done. I'm done trying.
Fuck James Harden.
Yeah, fuck James Harden.
Okay. Wow. Do you even know who James Harden is?
He's a basketball player.
Yeah, he is.
Close. Good enough. Good enough. He at least knows the sport.
We got him.
So
is he not a basketball player?
No, he is.
He is. He is. He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any CT suggestions for this week?
Any what?
CT award.
CT, what's that stand for?
It's like concussions. Think like Chris Benoit, that dude that shot himself a couple years ago.
Huh.
Because he played football for like 15 years.
His brain real bruised.
His brain was all screwed up. Yeah. And
no, I don't.
He like freaked out.
I don't have any, no. That's all I can think of.
No, none.
What do you got, Dalton?
I'm going to go with...
Suspense. Nice.
I'm going to go with ESPN's NBA pregame show. Okay. Have you seen the pregame show?
No, because it makes me mad every time.
Because it's a fucking nightmare. I miss TNT already and the season's over.
Right?
I mean, dear God. You got... Okay, let's go down the list. We've got Stephen A. Smith, who sucks. We got Jalen Rose, who sucks. You got... is it Goody or Greeny or Greeny, who's... Eh, he's mid.
He's aight.
He's aight. He's just another white guy, you know, that stands there and goes, what do you guys think?
That's the only reason Dalton likes him.
Yes. My favorite, though, is actually Mike Wilbon. I do like him.
Yeah.
Mainly because he is a Bulls fan.
Here we go again.
Outside of that, the whole show sucks. It's one giant cocksucking. So I'm going to give the CTE award to them.
All right. Good. Good.
Yep.
You know, I would like to nominate a show.
Okay, go ahead.
It's GBD on YouTube, hosted by Todd and Dalton.
Low-key, we win it every week, really, if you think about it.
The first 10 minutes, we were just standing here being retarded.
We really were.
Not doing anything.
We, like, panicked for a minute. It was awesome.
I accidentally pulled up and honked, and that's how I got on the show this for this part of the episode, anyway.
You were supposed to be here, but you aren't.
Oh,
yeah.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go in on that.
Yeah. You know what? Let me fucking just roast you, you fucking piece of shit. I don't fucking know you. I've never fucking met you, but I promise you that if I do, I will fucking fuck you up. Don't fucking not take these fucking boys seriously, you fucking pussy bitch. Your grandma, your brother, your dad, somebody better have fucking died, or there's no fucking reason why you couldn't have been on this fucking show.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're short.
And you're short.
Got him.
You look like a gay lizard.
Yeah, you fucking alien bitch.
You look like an albino Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that would look like.
You look like Adolf Hitler's wet dream.
Like your average Walmart shopper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you perm your hair.
I bet.
Gay.
I bet, like, when you lift your arms up, your shirt's just not long enough, and your belly just kind of hangs out all the time, you fucking bitch. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. I hope you never find shoes in your size. I hope all your sodas are flat.
I hope all your water's carbonated, you bitch.
I hope when you're on your way home late at night, I hope you hit every red light, you motherfucker, okay?
I hope you hit every green light and then somebody else runs a red light.
I I hope you find the love of your life, and then she dies in front of you.
Oh my God. I hope you never find the love of your life. I hope you just search endlessly until, you know, into the darkness.
No, I hope you fuck around and find out the love of your life is a 6'5" black man with a gigantic wiener.
I second that.
Ask Dalton about it.
Dalton?
Got him. Got him.
Yes, love.
Yeah, Al's our ethnic guest.
Yeah. Al's when we call in when we've been called racist.
He's our urban intern.
Yeah. We need a Jewish guy. That's what we really need.
Let me grow my hair out a couple more weeks.
Yeah, Todd can't do that. Todd can't be around Jews for longer than 5 minutes.
It's going to cause problems. I'm not saying I'm going to cause problems, but the situation will cause problems.
They'll get us into Hollywood. Don't worry.
Shouts out to Myers Leonard.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so we're going to have to cut this here soon so we can go get pizza in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we're at 40 minutes. What time is it right now?
It's 5:20.
Yeah, 5:20.
So, I didn't want to talk about that. What movie are we going to see?
Guardians of the Galaxy, okay. Volume 3.
So, have you listened to any of The Bonfire lately?
No.
Okay, so, no, I'm not giving any spoilers, no spoilers, but at the end, the closing credits, they play a good minutes of
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, thank you, Al.
Wet brain not kicking in yet.
I went with Todd for a minute.
I feel like any alcoholic should be able to say Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, but apparently they play that for 10 minutes, that Holocaust piece of shit, okay?
What the fuck? Okay.
I don't know. They were shitting on Bonfire. I thought it was funny.
Okay, all right.
Steal a bit from another place again. But I also thought it'd be fun for to try to get people to come to the Patreon. Sign up for the Patreon, and then you can watch us review Galaxy or whatever. My brain is fucking half functioning right now.
Check into the Patreon, and you can watch us review Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 while Dalton proceeds to wrestle with his grasp of the English language. Thank you.
And we'll talk about what happened to my thumb. And maybe you guys can put a picture up if you really want.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's traumatize him. Yes. Yeah.
Only available on the Patreon.
We'll see go into
the video, the pictures, everything. The whole bloody mess.
Hell yeah. Okay? Maybe you should put the video on the YouTube.
Yeah, I will.
And then they can look at it. If you guys want to see what it looks like after the surgery, you can get on Patreon.
I'll put a picture on here, and then I'll put
the video
the rest of stuff on Patreon.
There you go.
So just to beat everyone else to the punch, yes, I was born in Pride Month. Unfortunately, before Pride Month.
You know how I know you're gay? Because you know when Pride Month is.
No, I just saw Kay would drop in a group chat trying to think he's
fine. When is National Come Out Day?
When's your birthday?
It's in July. I know that much. Okay.
Your birthday and National Come Out Day are in July.
My birthday
this coming
is
in
August. You son of a bitch.
Oh, so it's after. You play Scare Turtle about coming out. This just in. Dalton's a heavily closeted gay man.
Heavily closeted, yes.
Heavily closeted gay
I'm
man.
I'm heavily closeted.
Yes. So are you gay?
No! I'm not gay. What the fuck?
Right. Okay, yeah. That checks out.
I'm heavily closeted.
Okay, yeah.
Should we do plugs and wrap this shit up?
Yes, please.
Let's go ahead and do that.
All right, you can.
All right, penetrators, you can fucking follow me on Instagram at FuckToddGBD. You can also follow me on Twitter at FuckToddGBD, where I just be shit-tweeting everybody's mom about how I'm gonna, eat pancakes out of their son's dick. I don't know. We have a Patreon. Go check that out. That'd be pretty cool. We have a shop, w.gg. Pod for 10% off the order. Going back to where.com, penetrators.
You can give me real blue pod, GBD. We have a shop. Check out the shop. Check out Patreon. Like Todd said, the website. Also, we are wanting to do skits. If you know anybody that wants to do some acting, funny person, send them our way. We'd love to work with people in the area. So if you're located anywhere in Central Illinois, hit us up.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Alfredo's Gains on Instagram. You can also Snapchat me your titties. Same user handle. yeah. These are a good group of boys to work with, and they're a lot of fun. So if you're real serious about skits, I think these guys are gonna go big one day. This might be episode 59 or some shit. 66, but you know, Joe Rogan's at like 1900, and he's just now getting real popular.
Who's Joe Rogan?
Yeah, just now. He just now got.
Well, like in the last like 5 years.
Who's
like,
Joe Rogan?
Right? I don't know. Like he just did a podcast just to start off being fun, like just to be.
Start a podcast now?
No, he's 1900 episodes in. That's at least.
So he finally just started getting views. That's great for him. Good for him.
You know. Way to plug someone else's show, Al, you fucking piece of
shit. Hey, fuck. Check out the Joe Rogan Experience.
Hashtag Joe Rogan Experience.
I heard it's super.
All right, Jamie, take us out.
Up and coming podcast, Joe Rogan Experience. No, it's up and coming.
I'm pretty sure the biggest up and coming podcast is Congratulations with Chris D'Amato, actually. But, anyways, I think that's enough for this episode. We'll catch you later.
All right, Jamie, take us out.
Love you, you fucks.
Suck it easy, penetrators.
Couldn't go back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways and such. Dalton totters extremely gay.